Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Bava Basra, Daf Mem Dalad. The Gemara is going back on the Braisa brought earlier in Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, that if somebody was Mochar Loi Bayis, Mochar Loi Sodei, Meir Loi Aleho, if you sell a house or a field, you can't say Eidus to testify that the house or the field belongs to the one in question, the one that needs on. Neshachar Yusi Olaf, and Mochale Pora, Mochale Talis, Meadli Aleo. The Gemara explained that the Reish is talking about Ruvain that was Gazal Sodom is Shimon and Mochale Levi. Ruvain stole a field from Shimon and sold it to Levi. And Vaos Yehuda become Aaron, Yehuda's coming and be Ma'ar. So Shimon the Nigzal cannot say Eidus for Levi. The Gemara in Daf Mem Dalid asks, V'lukma begazlan, why do you have to say it's talking about a case that he stole a field from Shimon and he sold it to Levi, and then afterward Yehuda was Ma'ar? Why can't it be that he's Ma'ar directly in the gazlan? The Gemara says, the Kabbalah Misni Sefer Mochle Para Mochle Talis, the Sefer which says, if you sold a paro or sold a talis, then you could be made. And the Gemara explains, the Dafka Mecher Davale Yush Vishin Rishus. The only reason why Shimon is able to be made on the parah and the talis is because Reuven stole it, and then he sold it to Levi. So there was a yush and in the hands of Reuven, and then afterwards a shinah reshus when it went to the lekech, when it went to Levi. Once there's a yush and shinah reshus, so Levi is kaina, and once Levi is kaina, there's no more negias for Shimon. Shimon cannot get back his chafetz, his parah, or his talis, and therefore Shimon is able to be made loy olehon, like the Braisa says, m'nishein achriyusay olav. It's clear in the Gemara that if there is Yosh and Shina Rishus, there's a kinyan for the Lekeach Mina Gazlan. In the Etzim Halacha of Yosh and Shina Rishus, that's Kaina, we find two different Mahalchim in the Rishainim. The Ktzais and Simon Shinun Gimel Aleph and Rikivagar and Gitin Daf Nun Hey bring that the Shitas and Rambam is that Shina Rishus is Kaina, whether the Shina Rishus is before Yosh or after the Yosh, because it's a little bit of a kinyan. Shini is vitzirof with yush is kaina. The medamit to shini Hashem, that's kaina together with yush. It's like making a different a ma'aseh to change the chayfetz together with yush. It is kaina. But the other svar in the Rishayim is that not that yush and shini rishus together combined to form a kinyan. That means the shini rishus itself is a chedek of the kinyan. The etzem kinyan is just the yush alone. Just like we find that yush is kaina by aveda. The Rishayim, the Machamis, the Mavakam, and Kufyudalin, and the Tyson Sukkulam, and Amabez, and other Rishayim say that the reason why Yish is not Kaina for a Gazlan, the Yish of Aveda, is because he's Surah Baal Yodeh. Since it came to his hands with Isser, and there's a Chi of Hashava, Lifnei Yish, the Chi of Hashava is Ma'akiv that Yish cannot be Kaina. But by a Lekeach, where it's Beteir, Asal Yodeh, so Yish alone is Kaina, like we find that Aveda itself is also Nikne B'Yish. The Fizeh, you can only be kaina when the shina rishus comes after the yush. So then shablai betera also the yode. But if the lekeach had bought it before the yush, so legabi the lekeach, it's also be surah also the yode because it's already a chal achiv hashava, and mainly cannot be kaina after that. After, even though the bailim are going to be miyayish, but the achrayim ask that this gemara lechayr is a stira to a Rambam in Hilchas Geneva Perik Hey Halacha Gimel. The Rambam paskins that in Perig Hey Hilchas Geneva Halacha Gimel that although Yush and Shina Rishus is Kaina, but the halacha is that the Lekeach always has to pay Domim to the Nigzal. The Lashon Rambam is Nisyai Shabam Negneva Bein Shnisyai Shavach Kach Mocher Aganav Bein Shnisyai Shuacher Shemocher. Whether Yush was before the Shina Rishus, before the Mechira, or whether the Yush was after the Mechira, in both cases, Zokteilig Rambam Kana Lekeach BeYush VeShina Rishus. The Lekeach is Kaina with Yush and Shina Rishus. Veinu Machzir HaGeneva Atzma LeBaleho, and he does not have to return the actual Geneva to the owner, his Kaina. He has to give the dom, he has to pay for it if he bought the chayfetz haganu from a ganim mefursim. Okay, it's clear in the Rambam that although Yish and Shina Rishus is kaina, and it's no nafkamina whether the Yish came before the Shina Rishus or the Shina Rishus came before the Yish, but the halacha is that lekeach has to pay domim. L'chayra, according to the Rambam, in our Gemara, Shimon, who is the Nigzal, should still be considered an Egeah, legabi the Domim, because he can makabel the Domim from Levi. Levi's mechuyah to pay him money. So what does it help that he's kind of Meyish Vashina Rishus? The Shach in Simon Shin Nun Gimel, Sivkot and Hey, is Miyashiv, that the Rambam that says, a Lekeach has to pay the nigzal is only dafke in the lokach miganav mefursam. If you buy from a ganav that's public, that everybody knows he's a ganav, then the halacha is that he has to pay. But our sugi, we could say, speaking about like keach, somebody who buys miganav gazal and she'enim mefursam. In such a case, the lokach does not have to be machzer. Even Damim, he doesn't have to be matzah, not the chayfetz, and he doesn't have to pay. The reason for it is because it's takanas hashuk. He didn't know that he's a ganav, so Meli does not have to go ahead and pay. The fizet, it's not shver. Our Gemara could be talking about when you lakeach from a ganav that's not mefursam, and Meli Shimon the nigzal has no negias because he can Levi the lakeach would not have to return the chayfetz or even have to return any damim. Meli could be made that the karka is or the chayfetz, the part of the talus is Levi's and not Yehuda, not the ma'ar. But lachayir it's still shver the shitzer Rambam from the Gemara a little further on. The Gemara asks v'lukma b'yayrish. Why can't we say that we're talking about a case of a yayrish where there's also yiyush and shinui rishus and the male shimon the nigzal is not a negia beedus. L'chayil, if you're the Rambam, by a Yerish, it still will be Negev Be'edus, because the Yerish has to pay Dom to the Nigzal. Over here, it's not Shaykh, the Svara of Takonas Ashuk, because he's a Yerish. He didn't do any Maisel Akicha Bechlal. He didn't buy the Chayfetz. So if he didn't buy the Chayfetz, so how can you say that as Takonas Ashuk, that he shouldn't have to pay? L'chayil, he shouldn't have to pay. And once is a Negias of Mammon, the Gabi, the Nigzal, Gabi Shimon. So then, L'chayil, how could Shimon be made Aleho by the case of a Yerish? So the Tumim in Simon Lamed Zayin Yud Sif Katan Yud Tes is Miyashiv that Davka by Lekeach where they Masakin they have to give the Nigzal Domim because he was Gerim Upseda to the Nigzal through his Maisa of Lekicha from the Gazlan and the Chavetz came to him by Isser. But by a Yerish they was Makdim the Torah was Makdim the Chavetz Tim and Hashemayim they were not Masakin that he has to pay Domim. And Mela will come out that even by a Yerish there is no Tashlumin. If there's no Tashlumin so there's no Negias Legabi Shimon. Maybe we go on a little further to explain these two a little better. Be'etzem, we have to understand what's the svar of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam hold that when there's a kinyan of Yush and Shin Rishus, why is it that you have to still pay Damim? L'chayre, if the Bayit Nigzal was Miyayish from the Chayfetz, and from the Damim at this point, Miyayish, so where's the Chiyuv Damim come in Bechlal? L'chayre, we find also that there's a kinyan of Yush by Aveda that helps that in order to be Kaina. And the we mentioned earlier that it's a shalom rishonim. What is exactly the gedder of the kinyan of yirsh and shina rishus? Is it the pshat that the yirsh is the ikr like by aveda taka that yirsh is kaina? And the only reason why neither shina rishus nor it said should be considered beteros liyode it should not be chalachiyav hashava and the fizeh the yirsh has to be before the shina rishus, or is the pshat that it's not because yirsh alone is kaina? It's a kinyan of Yush together with Shina Rishus. Like a Shina Maisa is in the Shtana and there's a Shina in the Etzem Chayfetz. Over here also, there's a Shina of Bailus in the Chayfetz, a Shina from one Rishus to another Rishus, together with Yush, that alone is Kaina. L'chayr we said, if the Shitza Rambam, that there's no nafkamina between whether the Yush is before the Shina Rishus or Shina Rishus is Kainim Yush, you can't learn like the Rabbanim Lachamas and other Rishainim that the Yush alone is Kaina and it's just you need to have a Shina Rishus in order to have a din of Etei Ras Eliyadeh. Because then you would have to have that the Yush is before the Shina Rishus in order that by the Lekeach it's Be'etei Ras Eliyadeh. But the Ram that's not Mechalik between whether the Yush before the Shina Rishus or the Shina Rishus before the Yush, Al Karchoch, it's a tziruf of both Yish and Shina Rishus that is kainah. But I'll call upon him in a case where Yish was first and after Shina Rishus, L'chayr the Ramish be maskim that L'keach min agazlin is completely kind of the chayfetz because beteros of the yode. You should have the din yish of aveda. So why would the Rambam hold in that case where the yish comes before the shin rishus that the lekeach min agazal mechuyev to pay dom to the nigzal? Why is it different than the din yish like abe aveda that is mild that helps to be kind of the chayfetz entirely? In other words, vishlema if the shin rishus before the yish, although the Rambam holds in kind of the kinyan is a tzir together of yish shin rishus. We could say that over there it only helps the gabi the chayfetz itself and not the gabi the Domin. But if the Yish is before the Shin Rishus, so then it should help Beteras Yish, like by Aveda, which is kind of the Chavetz Lagamri, and Memela, why is there a Chi of Domin Mechlal? The stipend, the Kilos Yankiv Simon Chavav, is Mechalik between Gzela and Aveda. He says by Gzela, the Kinyan, through the Kinyan from the Gazlin, you mafkia from the Chavetz, the Chi of Hashava Lebailim. That means a Gazlin steals a Chavetz, there's still Chal and a Chi of Hashava. And now when you're lekeach it, you're bimafkia that chiyav hashava. So he said that's ke'ena mazik mamin shel nigzal.
And mainly you have to pay dom into the nigzal. The chiyuv mamin, l'shitz and ambam, when you loy keach from a ganev, that chiyuv is miteris mazik. Because while you're being kind of the chayfetz, you're mafkia now this chayfetz from a chiyuv hashava. Once you mafkia the chayfetz from chiyuv hashava, and then it becomes yours completely. That's l'meil, keach min agazlin, it has a din mazik, and that's where the chiyuv dom comes from. Zok the Steipler mailed that only a shayach in a case where he did a mais lekicha from the gazlan, and there's a chiyav mamin because you can mazik the chayfetz with that you mafkia from chiyav hashava. Now there's yish and shin rishus. But by yerish, even though in din we say that shus yerish is kershus lekeach damya, and in result it results in the same result as if you would have been done a mais lekicha that we have over here yerish and shin rishus and the zavka from the chiyav hashava from the chayfetz. But the Yairis did not do any maisa to be maitziat midin hashava lebayil merishayim. And Melel should come out that even according to the Shitza Rambam, a Yairis should not have to pay dom l'nigzal. And the Melel, it's very geshmakti gemara, why he would not be considered negeya. In other words, Betzim, we're just expounding on the Yisayda, what the Tum said, that the case of Yairis is different than the case of Lekeach, because in the case of a Lekeach, by his Lekicha, his action caused that there should be afka of the chiv hashav on this chayfetz, and meila that has a din mazik that's mechayiv him mamin. Mashen came by a yairish where he didn't do anything at all; it just came to him by itself. So his kinyan, he didn't do a ma'aseh kinyan to mafkia the chiv hashav. So if he didn't do a ma'aseh kinyan to mafkia the chiv hashav, it's not kein mazik bechlal of the moment of the nigzal. They should say that it should be a chiv mamin. And meila now gemara is very geshmak when it says look be yairish that is also no negias the bechlal for the nigzal, because he's not going to be able to get back any money. The only shayla that remains is that lechayr shver from the Gemara that it says if bo achiv ochel gzeila, somebody else comes and takes the eats the gzeila. It's a Gemara in the beginning, gzeila machel mabakama. If he comes and eats the gzeila achiv yirsh is potter. So lechayr, why is the oichel any worse than a lekech is a gzeila? Just like the keich is exela, zuchiv and damim, because he's mafkia the chiv hashava. Lachera oichlas exela also now is mafkia the chiv hashava, and the ma'ase should also be chayiv damim. So why is the halacha that he is potter? In summary, we're being miyashev the shitas and Rambam that although in a normal case of the keich min agazlan, even if he's kaina the yush v'shina reshus, there's a din to pay dam to the nigzal. In our sugi, we could be speaking about a gazan she'enim afursim where there's no chiyav damim, and yerish is not shver because we mechal tin yerish and lekech that by a yerish we didn't do a ma'ase lekicha to mafkia the chiyav hashava. There's never a din of a chiyav damim. The Gemara afterwards says that since it's speaking about a case of a of lekeach and shin reshus, the case of lekeach. So therefore, Reisha also spoke about a case of mocher. The Gemara asks that in the safe, in the case of mocher lepar vitalis, even though he's miyayish migufe from the etzem chayfetz, but midamer mi miyayish. Why is it? Who said he's miyayish from the domin? And the Rishbam explains, what does it mean he's not miyayish from the dom? It means he's not meichel to the gazlin, the demei gzei lusoy. Avad, he wants to get paid back from the gazlin. And the mela, he wants it to be by Levi, and therefore he can be able to get back his money from Reuven the gazlin. Because if Yehuda is going to be zeich b'din b'edim, and then it comes out that Yehuda's claiming was always his, Shimon never had it. So Shimon never had a chelik in the parvitalis, they won't be able to collect back money from Reuven. So mainly blimes in the gea b'edus. The Tumim asks a Gevaldike Kasha. The Chayra, what does he gain? He's not gaining Bechlal with his Eidus. Because afterwards, let's say he's going to be made for Levi, and then Levi's going to be Natseach over Reuven. He doesn't want Reuven to be Zeich be'edim, because then Shimon has no chelik. Shimon is not going to be able to get back his money from Reuven the Gazlan. Instead, he's saying Eidus for Levi. But once he's Zeich Taka, that Levi is the Bailam and not Yehuda, so then it's in this Bailam Afrein now that he passed, let's say, the Eid of Yehuda, and he was Mazaka Levi, was all the Tevis Atzmai. So he should be able to collect now from Reuven the Gazlan. So then the Eidim of Yehuda can be Chayzel Kashrusa, because it's in this Bailam Afrein that he had an Egeus, and then Vaita blives a Trey, and then Levi Katayna, that maybe the Edom of Yehuda are right, and maybe nobody stole anything from you. If nobody stole anything from you, I have a right to keep this part of a talis. So what is it going to help the Edus of Shimon on Levi's behalf? Even if Levi is talking going to be Zeicha, but the Mafrei, we're going to realize that he has an Egeus. Once he has an Egeus, then what he's passing Yehuda's Edom is disqualified, and maybe Yehuda's going to be Zeicha. So the Tumim This is my chia from this piece of Gemara, like the Shittas and Ramban and Ashbam that we brought earlier, that if originally it was a skabel, the Edus, to Pasal, the Edom of Yehuda, even though later it's Nizbar that he was Negea, but it doesn't, they're not Chosim the Kashrusan. The Edom don't go back to their Kashrus, and Mamela, Yehuda's Edom still remain Pasal, and Lev is going to continue to be Zeche Bedin. If Lev is going to continue to be Zeche Bedin, so then now Shimon the Nigzal will be able to collect his money from Reuven the Gazlan. The Maisidis Kasha Ben Yoina also asks, and he says that even though Yuchal Levi Letchais, even though Levi could go ahead and push him away and say Trei Nunu, I'm being Seimech on the Edom of Yehuda, but he says Mikomakim Yispasher Levi Im Shimon. Levi and Shimon get together. If Yishicholim Shimon VYehuda Licht of Hashah Zeloze, because Shimon and Yehuda, Shimon is the Nigzal, and Yehuda could write Hashah that for sure it's not going to be Levi's. And male, they could be might see the Mamain from Levi. And the etzem memra of the Gemara that mihidim miyayish migufe midomeo mi miyayish, he's only miyayish from the etzem chayfetz, but not from the domim. Yesh la'ayin, we have to understand, does the Gemara mean that he can't be miyayish from the domim? Or the Gemara means that mistam would tell that he's not miyayish from the domim? Is it possible, and just that we mistami doesn't do it? Or is he talking, I'm not shayach to miyayish. The Loshna Gemara is mashma that if you be miyayish, taka would help a yush, and the Rebbe Chanan Taka asks in Kavei Shur Mois Kuf Peidal that what's the svar to say that he's only miyayish from the Kuf HaChefetz and not from the Domim. The Lashon of the Rashbam is v'chim meichelu legazel to make zelusa, which is mashma that Yitochem Memes is yush, but the Gemara's kasha is that you need also something extra to be mechila. L'chayr, we find in this machlekes apayskim. The Ramon Simen Kuf Samach Gimel brings to the Marik that it helps a yush in the chayv. His svar is that if it helps a yish and a chayfetz, if it sure helps a yish and a chayv also. So he's miyayish also from dam, from a chiyah mamon is also a din chalais din yish. But the Chacham Tzvi argues and says it doesn't help yish bechlal and a chayv, because once you were in this chayv, there's already a chiyuv. That chiyuv is no yish is not mahani. It's daimet tigneva, which is besuras liyod. It's already chal chiyuv hashava when that yish is not a mayil. Lefi zed, the Gemara's kasha would be that from dam it's not shayich. A yush, not that you're not miyayish, but from dumb movie not shayach a yush. The Bachanan asks, well, feel those that hold that taki was miyayish, yush helps from on a chayv, and we say now Gemara that he just was not miyayish from a chayv. So we ask, why taka? Don't you say he was miyayish from a chayv? But like we said before, that the Rishbam's lashon is that there's no mechila, which is mashma the taka. It's possible to say that there was a yush here, but the Ibn Tzad mechila there was no mechila, even though it's talking that the yush maybe would help or wouldn't help the Gabi Achayv, but Mechila would for sure help for Achayv, and over here there's no Mechila. And the male, if there's no Mechila, the Gabi the Dumb, there still remains a Chiyuv. Aisvis brings from the Rishbam that the case of Mecher, which the Gemara says is there's Yish Shin Rishus, is talking about when Reuven was Mecherit to Levi without Achrayis. And Tais explains that the reason why the Rishbam was mefarish that it was b'shlei b'achrayis, because if it would be b'achrayis, then Shimon is still negeh be'edus. Although there's already a yush and a shin reshus, and Levi l'chayr is able to keep the chayfetz, but still he'd be able to take from Shimon, be able to go and get money from Levi. Why? Because Levi has nothing to lose. Levi, since he bought it from Reuven b'achrayis, he can go back to Reuven. And Memelo, since he can go back to Reuven, so therefore the Shimon is also able to go and get it back from Levi. The Shach in Simon Lamed Zayin Siv Kon Chav Tes is Matmian Toisvis. What does it mean there's no Hefsid for Levi? Ein Echanami, there's Taka no Hefsid for Levi, because since he bought it, Bachrayis, so he could always go back to Reuven the Gazlan. But Lamaisa Levi was ready kind of the Chayfis with Yishashin Rishus. If Levi was ready kind of the chayfetz when Yish Shin Rishus, Avadi can keep it. Avadi, if he can keep it, so then Vaita Shimon has no negias because Shimon can't get it back from Levi. Shimon Shkop and Simon Chafhei is mevayer that what Tosfos means is as follows: that there's umdana where Amdinan daite of the lekeach, that if he would know that the par is gezula, he wouldn't have bought it. Why? He doesn't want to be Messiah. He doesn't want to help out a Gazlan. He didn't know it was stolen. Reuven stole it. He thought Reuven Taka owned it, so he bought it from Reuven innocently. The Mela, when he finds it later, it's Gozel, the Mekach is Batal Mafreya, and there's Taka no Shin Rishus. That's if he bought it by achrayis, we can get back his money. It's a bitl on the mekach. But if he bought a shlei by achrayis, he's not nichleit in vatal the mekach and lose his money. So the mele comes out that if it was taka sold by achrayis, so then the mekach was bottle of mafreya. So this taka ends up being there was no shin reshus, as if he never bought it. So mele is not kaina with yish shin reshus. The mele shimon ketaka he might see it from Levi. But if when Levi bought it from Reuven, with arach rayas, so then the mekach is not bottle because he can't get back his money. Once he can't get his money, his body wants to be kainit. He wants to be kainit. Then he has a kinyan of yush and shini rishus and a mele. Then there's taken no negias. So that's why the Rishbam explained that the case was that Reuven sold it to Levi shaloi b'achrayas. When there's no achrayas, it's taken no bittel mekach. He doesn't want it to have a bittel mekach. He doesn't want to lose out his money. There's no umdina. There's no umdina that he would want him vatal mekach. He wouldn't want him to support a gazan. Mainly it's taka his. There's yish shishin rishus. And if there's yish shishin rishus, so taka shim and the nigzal has no negias. The Mukhi Yosef brings the shemer of Yehuda ben Arosh that is mafarish Rishbam in a different oifen. He says that the case was whenever you sell a bachrayis, that's not called a shin rishus bechlal. That still remains as if it would be in the rishus of the gazlan. It didn't leave his rishus. And remember, the Ramah passed it down in Simchin Samachalev that a mechir bachrayis is taken not called a shin rishus. But the Shach asks, and Shach and Simon Lamed Zion asks, that what's the shaychus of bachrayis to shin rishus? L'chayro, just because it's bachrayis, that means it's not a shin rishus. L'maisi, he bought it. L'maisi, he bought it from the gazlan. There's a shin rishus over here. What's nafkamina that there was a chrayis? But in Agoy Zimrei Baruch and Gilin Shulchan Aruch Mitzayin that we find like the Nukhi Yosef, we find the same svar in Tosfos Mabakama Daf Samach Zayinim and Aleph Dimaschal Miyikara. Like gabi a case where a ganav steals something and then he's magdish it. That wherever there's a chiyav achrayis, it is not called a shina rishus. Kach v'shachay b'achru yusin is not called a shina rishus. Why? Because since yachay v'achrayis, it's not yotzu mirshusa. He still has a shaychis. And a mela, you could say over here also that since there's achrayis, it doesn't bly by shina rishus. What's that svara? Maybe the svara is that if the shina rishus is because the shin and the shem habaylim, and calls man is achrayis, it's nechsha that was not nishtana legami the shem habaylim. The baylim is still there; he's still achrayis chroy on it. So male does not blive shin rishus. But this is avada tzorch beer. Why? What's the chil between mechira and hegdish? Then why legab mechir the achrayis? Tais was not maskim to this svara and my hegdish. Yes, what's nafkemina between mechira and hegdish? Kolponim, if the kinyan of yish and shin rishus is that yish is begeder a hefker, that's the ikas chiyas ide yish, and the only inyan of the shin rishus is old to be goyim that blies by teiros liyode lechur is takin osvarti mechalik between bachrayis and shloi bachrayis. Mashein kain, if the shin rishus the atzmi is a kinyan like a shini maisa, it blies a shtanis and the chayfus like a shini Hashem, then there's mokim for a svara that if it's bachrayis, it's not called a shin rishus to be koinim edin shinui. Azay daf melen in muki yosef. And the shaila is that if that's the geder advarim, what's nafkamina between hegdish nechos kachim that chay bachrusim which are not considered yotzim mirshusai and mechira? Taisus goes weiter and Taisus asks that you see that yush kashl really yushalmi yom the yush mail bekarka. You see that yush helps bekarka even though it's not nixeles but still mahani bo yush. So why does the Bryce of Mechalik can say that this can yush and rishus only by the metaltlin and not the gabi the karka? And the gabi even also mashmashilech the mahani be yush. Yush also helps by avodim. Afa gab diskus karkois. So Taisus says near the ma'ish loynus yayish. The case was not miyayish, and in a chanami could have been mafleg and part of a talis bein lefnei yush bein laachiyush. And Taisus just explains milsad shchicha nokat to bekarke and regilus yayish kishesol gozlosh and layuchal loytziyam yodi mishum de loytzayas dini yotzei miyad benoy. So Taisus lemais is learning that beetsim we shayich a yush in karka and avodim also, and the reason why the brayis is machal between avodim and between karka and mochle par mochle talis is because mistaver that there is takanat miyayish. The gabi karka mashenkin gabi aporo, then the uami yayish. Mice we find this in Feresh Machleks Rishonim that here the shitzri is a year smell be karka, but the Rishbam in the sugya and Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah daflamin and beis speak out clearly that yirsh is not moil be karka, and the doich of the raya from the Yerushalmi. The reason the svara why yish takeh should not be mail bekarker, Ben Yoina says, because ein adam misyayish believe in a karka af bishayim befivshin misyayish, even though in his mouth he says miyayish, but avad is not miyayish in karka. Shari mitzapeh shuoy bonav yotziyoy karka miyad midin miyad agazlin. He's mitzapeh that him or his children will take the karka away from the ganav. The mail is not miyayish karka. There's no yish. He doesn't hold that there lives a yish in the karka. But the another svar we see in the Rishonim, why there should not be yish in karka, is lashon of Rashi in Sukkah is that yish not mail be karka the mikroin nafklan by goizel basra. That we learn out from Sukkim that yish not mail be karka. Gam the pnei Yeshua in Sukkah is ma'ir on Rashi that the chari the gemara of a kama naf kufi zayin only learns out that karka is not nixelis. The gabi that a gazel is not chayv and einsin, but he's not talking about the gabi yish bechlal. So where did Rashi see in the Gemara that Yush is not Moel Bekarka? But Lechayer, the Chum Sakri and Simon Shinai Nalf explains Rashi that the Gemara Taka says that Karka ain't an exelis. And Mimelo, the Gaza is not Chayv and Einsin Legabe Karka. But Rashi understood that since the Gaza is not Chayv and Einsin, that means the Soda is still a man as Beshus Abaylin. The Soda is Beshus Abaylin. That means the Ganav does not have Kinyon Exel to be Chayv and Einsin. And the halacha is that if the karka is a medes b'shus ha-bailim, so yish is not moil, but dover ha-im b'shus ha-bailim. And mail, that's what Rashi is saying, that it doesn't help yish in karka, because karka is not exelis. Karka is not exelis. That means the karka is still b'shus ha-bailim. Once the karka is b'shus ha-bailim, so yish is not moil on a chavis and nimtz b'shus ha-bailim. And that's the svara why yish is not moil b'karka. But fizeh, there's a chil between karka and avodim, because avodim, which is possibly goizle and mitzim shas habaylim, it would be shayich an inyan of yush. The bemes the raivin nasoga to the rambam in hilchos gzeila perektes locha aleph is mechia from a morin gittin lamed zayin that is shayich gzeila by avodim. The gabi that we are not hukah makish avodim le karka, only gabi other halachas. So the raya is that yin yush takim hani by avodim. It's a raya that never is shayich hilchos gzeila. And he argues in the Rambam that's in the Feirish in Hilchos Gzeila Per Gimel Locha Dalid that Avodim Ha'enam Ne'egzolim. Avodim cannot be stolen bechlal. That is the Shach in Simon Shin Pei Vav Sifkot and Yud Gimel's Mevayr. But Lefi the Raivin, you learn it out from a Yishri Menu Shevi that it's Shayach Gzeila Ma'avodim. And that's his Mekor, and Avodim is Shayach to be Moitzi in Meshus Ha'bailim. So Shayach Gzeila Ma'avodim and Shayach also Yish Ma'avodim. Ladina the Shach passing to Rambam, there's no Gzeila Ma'avodim. But it's still, the Shach wants the Taina that even if you hold Avodim and Taka, not Nigzolim, but maybe you learn out from the Pasuk that the Ravid has, the Ravid's Mekor of Yish Menu Shevi, that'll help Yish by Avodim. And by Karka, Yish will not help Bechlau. Summary, we have a Machlaikis Rishainim if Yish is Moel Bekarka or not. And in the Svar of the Rishainim that Yish should not help by Karka, it's either we saw from the Rishainim from Menyoina that Mistavar, that a person's never Miyayish from Karka because he always thinks he can get it back. And it's always like something which is possible to be retrieved. Or like Rashi and Sukkah says that Yish Nanmel Mikarka Minadin of Karkan and Exelis. And we explain because it blibes like it is still Bishus Habailim. And Yish is not Mel in something which is Aimed Bishus Habailim. Avodim, even if Yush is, even in Rishina is not Koina, but Yush could be Koina because if the Svar is not a Rishus Abaylim, Lechayri Avodim could be taken out of the Rishus Abaylim and made it possible that Yush should be Mel. We find another mahalach in the chilik between Shinui and Yush, the Gabi Avodim. Reb Chaim in Sefer in Perek Tes Milchus Gzei Alocha Aleph asks that in Boba Kamad Av Tzadik Vav it's mevur that a Kinyan Shinui does not help by Avodim because Avodim is hukshul kakoyes and they're not nigzolim. So mevur that something which is not nigzal, there's no Kinyan Shinui bechlal. Shinui doesn't help. Kinyan Shinui is not mahani by Avodim. That's Godzal behem vizkin Avodim vizkinu misham shasak zela. It's a vur in the sugi. The machlekes is whether Avodim is nixalim or not. Frektav Chaim, why do we find the gabi kinyan yush that helps by Avodim? It says in Gittin Naflamet Zayin that Evich Nishba for the U. If it's a shum ben chayin, lo yishdabin. If you redeemed him for ben chayin, he's not mishdabin. The Gemara says over there in Gittin that it's to malacha yush that he's kainas. You see, that's why p'tiyah lecheres helps. Aye, lechayin Avodim not nixalim. So what's enough gemina that when it comes to the halacha of shinui, we say Avodim was hukish lekarkoyes, and just like there's no kinyan shinui by karka, there isn't by Avodim either, because ainam nixalim. And when it comes to the halacha of shinui of yush, we say that Avodim it helps yush. Lechayin tzarich lias layoyel beishi yush k'moid lemahani beishinui. Just like shinui doesn't help by Avodim, yush should not either help. So Reb Chaim is machadish, and he says that it's cholik the kinyan of yush from the kinyan of shinui. the shinui, the ikr kinyan, is a kinyan of gzela, and it's medinim ha'amurim b'gzela. That's the kinyan of shinui. Mashenken yiush, the ikr kinyan of shinui is not a kinyan of gzela. Like some four in Mabakamad of Samech Vav, the kinyan of yiush b'gzela is learned after Maveda. So, and that's the ikr pasik which teaches us aloch of yiush. So agam, you learn out from Gzela, from Aveda, Gabi to Din Yush, but the Iker Din Yush is not a Din in Gzela, it's a Din in Aveda. And the Yisayid HaDavar is that we say that a Chayfetz HaGozel has a Din like a Chayfetz HaOvud, that it's not Bishus HaBayelim, and in Mele it helps a Din of Yush. Lefisa says Reb Chaim, so by Avodim, which are not Nigzolim, that's only Legabi the Dinim that are Mesuyam in Gzela. All halachis that are said in Gzela do not apply not to Karka and not to Avodim. And just like by Karka, which ain't in Gzela, does not have the halachis of Gzela, the male does not have the Dinim that are Mesuyam in Gzela, for example, like the Kinyan of Shinui, so too by Avodim also, which is learnt out from Karkois, it's Nismayit from all the Dinim of Gzela, and will not have the Kinyan of Shinui. Mashen Ken Yush, which he explained, is a din that's noig in Aveda. It's a kinyan, ikr kinyan of Yush, is a kinyan of Aveda. It's not midin exela. The only thing that you need is a mice of gzela in order to be considered like a chefetz or ovut, which we know the din of Yush. And this, it was not nismayet avodim. And male, it's possible that a kinyan of Yush should help by avodim, because all you need is a mice of gzela. But it's not a halacha mitzad. The dinim of gzela that I'm siyam gzela, the halachis of gzela will be mitzad halachis of gzela. So that avodim on a smayit, just like karka, mashen ken yirush is beikra a kinyan aveda is mahani by avodim. A second terror says Reb Chaim that shina is bechlal not a kinyan. That the chila between shina and yirush is that shina mitzad atzmi is not a kinyan. It's not shina that's gerim the kind of the chayfitz. It's just mikinyan exaly kind of the chayfitz. The gzeres hakosif is that something that when it's nishtana, it's not ken shegazal. So then dom baal boy shlume. There's no the shina itself is mafkia that chayves hashava. Once the shina is mafkia the chayves hashava, mel yekoin aide the kinyan exela. The mel by kakom and avodim that there's no kinyan exela not mahani because it's in exelis. It doesn't help a kinyan of shinui. But yiush mitzad atzmi is a kinyan. Since yiush mitzad atzmi is a kinyan, that's me yiush is a dovra moil, mahani, let's say, kamay hefker, malkein shaprim moil, say, gam ba'avodim, then nixolim. Memela, yiush can help by avodim, which are not nixolim, even though shini will not help. The yiush hari moil, shiochubem, then kinyan, shleba teres gzela. Memela's not shaykh, that alochas of enom nixolim. Ulefi zeh, says Reb Chaim, we can be mechalik very well between avodim and karkois. Because by karka, it's not shaykh bechlal a mice gzela. It's still a medes b'shus maleho. If it would be an gzeles, we'd have to find a mice gzela only through the kinyon gzela. The only way that karka could be an gzeles is not mitzad the etzem mice of taking out the b'shus habayon, because it's not shaykh a mice of taking out the b'shus habayon. If they would have a din gzela, by a karka would be mitzad the kinyon gzela. But since we hold that karka is an gzeles, so there's no mice gzela, so mele mitzad asvar, it's not shaykh a din yush. An kinyan of yush, even though it's tukshe lekarkois and there's no kinyan exela, but a mice exela bepoil, you still can have an avodim. Once you have a mice exela bepoil, it's shayach a kinyan of yush, which is a kinyan leatzmai. That's pshat Rashi in Sukkah. That's the chila between exela between avodim and karkois. Although taka avodim are not nixolim, just like karkas, because the hukshuzelazeh, but yiush could still help by avodim, because there's still a maisik zela in avodim, although there's no maisik zela in karka. And the mela yiush could help mitzad atzmi, because it's a kinyan on its own. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Omid brings Ela kederovim bar Shmuel. Dover Rav bar Shmuel mishmei de Shmuel amoyche sadl chaveh shlei bachrayis. If you sell a field to somebody, your friend, without a guarantee, ain meyed leoleho. You can't say edus on his behalf. Neshma midah bifnei Baal Chayve, because this way you enable the Baal Chayve to collect that land, and it's not going to cost you anything because you don't have any achrayas. V'davka bayis o'sodeh, davka we say this halacha by a bayis o'sodeh, which is karaka, aval par v'talis, now we go to Amabez, lami boy b'stomah, not only in the case of stomah, lami shtab delay, there's no shibon on the par v'talis, my time v'taltzin ninu v'taltzin le Baal Chayve, lami shtabdi, v'taltzin are not v'shubit to Baal Chayve, so it's not negay this halacha of ma'amina v'nei Baal Chayve by v'taltzin. And the alpha gav the kosele miblima dal kasme, even though he's mishabed his clothing. Hanimil, this nu meinayim, that's only if it's man. Aveles nu meinayim loy. Not only that, alafilo soya petiki doesn't help. Like Rava said, that if you make a shor v'chamor apetiki umachrei ein balchayv goyvam, and the balchayv cannot collect from the shor the chamor which was set aside for the collection of a loan as an apetiki, my taima, because there is no koil. In the etzim halacha that we find on top of Amud Beis that metaltim not meshubed to a balchayv, l'chayr we find in different readings in the Rishayim. Rashi Mabatsiya Daf Samach Zainim Abayz says clearly that the metaltim not meshubed the lav alayu samich malve. The malve is not samich on the metaltlin, hoil of yodei latznian ul avdan, since it's possible for him to hide them or to lose them. So therefore a person is not samich das to be able to be given his choy from metaltlin. The Rishbam and Naf Kuf Chav Ches, later on, the Maskar of Nachman says that even though Avadim is hukshul karkois, but the Gabi Shibur and Achoyev, Avadim is not like Harakah because the lav alayu samich. He's not samich on the Avadim. The Kiman Shechoylin, laws was Mimkaimon. You're able to go ahead and move them. So there's no Shibur on Mitaltlin because there's no smichas das. The Rishbam by us is Mefarish Asugya that the reason why Metaltel Lemishtavdil Balchoyev is because less Lehu Koil, because there is no Koil. And the Sma in Reish Simon Kufs Yud Gimel, Medayik, that's Mashmah the Rishbam, that the Metalt do not have a Koil, that's a Siba, why there's no Shibud on the Metaltlin. Lachair, it's a Pella, and a Chanami. Metaltin does not have a coil, but the halva does have a coil. It's a milvah b'shtar. So what's the chum to metaltin and karka? If you took out a loan and there's a shtar written on the halva, so there's a coil to the halva. There's a coil to the halva, so then the not only the karka should be meshubit for that choyv, but even the metaltin should be meshubit for that choyv. So the Rishash learns Pshat in the Rashbam that is Kavana when he says that there's no koil, the Metatla Mishtabdi, the less lahu kolo, v'lo yizor v'lekuchais, he means there's no koil to the Shibud. That means even if you mishabed the metaltlin beferish, like the case of Napoitiki, where also you made the shoyer into Napoitiki for the choyv, that you are able now to collect your choyv specifically from this shoyer, dote koi, this is set aside for the collection of the choyv, still the lekuchais think that it's like any other metaltlin where it's not mishubed because there's no koil in that shibud, and that's why they're not mishubadim. And the Rishash is takim atmiya on the sma that says that the Rashi Rishbam is giving a reason that the metaltlin not have a koil. Look, that's a reason why metaltlin not mishubadim. That's only a reason why metaltlin not mishubadim when you mishabed a beferish. But when you're not mishabed a metaltlin beferish, there's another reason why they're not mishubadim. Like we said before, because the Baal was not saying mechdas. So really, that comes out that there are two inyanim in every shibud for a choyv. One is a ninin of a smichas das mitzad de malve, is he samech das to collect the choyv from this particular place, and that halacha of smichas das is only by karkois and not by mitaltelin. The mela only karkois and meshubin and not mitaltelin, because he's not samech das, like we said from Rashi Mumitziah, that he's not samech das to go ahead and be able to have the mitaltelin later around to collect from it. Only on karkois he's samech das. There's a second nidoin in our sugya in a case where he meshabed the metaltel beferish, and al karchach he is seimich das, but still if there's no koil, it's not meshubin mitzat takonas al kuchais because he doesn't know about the shibud. And we'll see later in the Gemara there's another case where even tzad aloyv has to be given bedaite for the shibud. If not, there's a chesaron of asmachta. That's towards the end of the Gemara Nomen Beis. But it's good shmak the Gemara why it's marach and says afil meglima dal kaspe, even though always everything's meshubah whatever he has is meshubah. You could say pshat the Gemara like lefi the Rishash is that even if he meshabed the miftaltim meferish meglima dal kaspe, but it's not meshubah because there's no koil legabe the lekuches. Now lechayr the Rishbam later in Afkuf Ayin Heim and Bey says that in Mandamer that holds shibud is deraisa, that's from the pasuk of yoytzi elecha es ha'ovut. It's the male of the din that the rice is a shibud for a choyv. The Rama over there in Ois Kuf Mem Ches asks, if so, that metaltan should also be meshubit. Because the pasuk is speaking about metaltan, speaking about a mashkin, yoytzi lecha sa'ovut. So if shibud is the rice of the makor is from yoytzi lecha sa'ovut, he takes out for you the mashkin, so why is only karkois meshubadim lechayra, metaltan should also be meshubit. And therefore, the Rama says that the tam for shibud is because the nechasim of a person is like an orev, is like a guarantor for a person. Meila by metaltan, we should not say mechnas. There's no din of orev, like the by orev he says loy alemunosa helveu, like the orev lachemat mois that he didn't lend him the money based on the trustworthiness of the orev. So there's no shibud. It's only b'shas halvah that you say that the orev is meshubid. The male, the karkois, a person lends money based on thinking he'll be able to collect from the karkois. The karkois are like an orev for the loiva. The male, they're meshubid for the choiv. Mashaykh and metalton are not meshubid for the choiv. Remember, the tumim and similar metes says that even in a Torah, metalton really etzim should be meshubid. But still, since you're not say mechdas, the malva is not say mechdas metalton, this is kilu is mocha lehashibud. It means the muching also you see from him that etzim in a Torah should be a chal hashibud on metalton. And the tzoyis and similar metes brings from the Rajba that according to Mandama shibud is the raisa, memes bin a Torah metalton of meshubid. It's just that the chachom mafkia that shibud because he was not say mechdas. That's how we learn. Other Achrayim learn differently in the Rajma. That it's not because that the rice is meshubit and the Rabbanu mafkiyat. But Al Kaponim, you see that there is Shayach Betzim a Shivud on Metaltlin, and the sad why Metaltlin and not Meshubadim is because it's Chaser in a Smichas Das. And we see also additionally that even where there's a Shivud Beferish, but if there's no Koil, then there's no shibud midrabanan because takanas halakuchais. He doesn't know about the shibud and mele the it's not chal a shibud on mitalflin. The Gemara says also avdei apetiki. The Ran explains because since the dafim mesuim that has a koil and mele that's why we chal a shibud. And the Rosh and Shuvah says that Evan has a koil because he lets everybody know that his master made him an apetiki. But al kalpanim there is a koil. That's where there will be a shibud. And Hashem came also shoyrat to apaytiki, the Gemara says. The reason why it's not chala shibud is because ain lo koil. There is no koil. And again, over here the Rajba says, mikra dina shor shim meshubud. Because since in the Kabbalah shor apaytiki, there is a smichas das for shibud. But the chomu mevatel that shibud, as takhanas al kucha is because lest they call it, the kuchas don't know they made an apaytiki. So fizeh, the Rajba says that from Yisraimim, the malva could collect. Because the Gabbalah Yerushim, the koil is not maila mer. They didn't buy the shor. They only inherited the shor. It's not negev for them. The takanas lekucha is merely Yitachi could go ahead and collect from the apaytiki that's by the Yisraimim. But the Ran brings Hashem to Ra'ah that the Ikar Adin is no Shibud on the Shur. Because he thought that he's going to go ahead and maybe he'll sell it or maybe he'll be Mavriach it. He didn't, the Lekeach doesn't know that there's a Shibud on it. Maybe it's not saying Mechdas. So it comes out that from Yisraim also you can't collect because there's no Shibud even in such a case of Apaytiki. Kalpanim, we have to always be done mitzad the Smichas Das on the Etzem Dovra Meshubed, and also if there's a koil, if there's no koil, that in itself is a reason why there should not be a shibud. He's not saying mechdas. Lefizeh, we have a shtar kor on the Gemara right afterwards. The Gemara says that maybe it's talking about that it was ikni. Maybe it was makni metalton agav karka. Domarabo yakni le metalti agav karkoi koni. If you makne metalton agav karka, it's koina. L'chayra en achanami. There is a kinyan called agav. You can makne metalton agav karkois. But there's vaitenos michas das and koil legavin metalton. How could it help? What does it help that you could go ahead and be makne metalton agav karkois? It's not going to help. We have to make a shibud now on the metalton. And l'chayra agav doesn't help by shibud. The chesaron by shibud is not because the chesaron inside the ma'aseh kinyan. It's the chesaron inside the smichas das of the malva on the metalton because there's no koil. So l'chayra over here wasn't going to help kinyan agav. You might don't have a koil. The Ritva says that since you meshabed all metalton agav karka, so there's a koil on the metalton like there's a koil agav in the karka. It's really a chumas rosh in klal ayin tes. Sif Yud Beis, he says that if you meshabed the metalton agav the karka, that gufa is mighty the koil like the karka as a koil. And the Ktzayis brings it in Simon Kuv Zayin, of Kotten Zayin. That Enechanami, it's not Mikad Kinyan Agav Awasugi, it's Mitzad that you meshabed the metalton agav the karka, that to Zayiv a koil. And even in the case where it's Nayid, there won't be a Kinyan Agav, but Zayiv Kol Zayiv, you have a koil. Well, the Chayrav, the Loshner Rishbam is not mashm like that. The Loshner Rishbam says in the Sugya, Migu de Chal Shibud Amrekar Koi Chal Nami Amitaltli, which is mashm, it's Medin Kinyan Agav Mamish. Then the Emes Ketzois brings a Ran that learns as Materis Kinyan Agav. The Chayrav, you have our Kasha, how can you say that it helps Materis Kinyan Agav? What does it help that it's a Kinyan Agav? But there's no, there should, Vaitan Api Ashibud, because it's Chosan Smichas Das, Mitzad, the Chosaran of a Koil. The Divrei Yecheskel Sim Mem Dalid Sif Katan Zayin has a gevaldik hakira in the etzim kinyan agav. Is the kinyan of agav because when you make a maisa kinyan in the karka, it's nechshav a maisa kinyan the gavin of metalton that are agav on the karka also, and the yisoidach din of kinyan agav is that there's a maisa kinyan of metalton agav the karka. Or is the pshat? No, avada the maisa kinyan is only in the karka itself, not in the metalton, not whatsoever. But the metalton are misbatal to the karka and are nikne without a maisa kinyan. So Divrei Yecheskel wants a taina, it's muchach like the second sat. From the fact that in our sugi it says you can mishab metalton agav karka, even though the chayim metalton not b'nei shiva ninu, and because there's no coil, it must be that the pshat is that the metalton is battle to the karka. If the gather would be is that the kinyan of karka is a kinyan of metalton also, so then what would it help the gabi shibud? Just like it doesn't help a kinyan to mishab metalton alone, doesn't help a kinyan mishab and agav karka. Elamai, the mishnei adover is that the metalton is battle to the karka. If the metalton is battle to the karka, so then they will be able to have a shimon on the metalton because really it's a shimon on the karka. So it's not working independent of the karka, it's working as a tuffel, as a something which is in this battle to the karka itself. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says that Omer Rav Chisda with the kosale the loika asmachta, you have to write beferish, not like an asmachta like a tufsa dishtora. What does it mean you write the loika asmachta? It means it should not be a dover mugzam. It should be that it's really real, it's not mugzam. There's two shaylas. First of all, if taka shibud is considered like an asmachta, because it's a lashon of di, it's only if I don't pay back, then I'm going to be mishabed. This you're going to be able to collect from the shubid. That means the loiva taka thinks in his mind that he's going to pay back the money itself. He's not going to have to and Mimele the Mava also thinks that he's going to get back the money. He's not going to have to come onto the shibud. So what does it help that he writes the loika asmachta? There's no gemiras nas over here. What's the ksiva help? What's the point of writing the loika asmachta if the ma'isa it is an asmachta, the ma'isa it is a di. It's like the Ritva speaks out this kashan. He says it's like koimer shloi oino. A person makes a tanai. There shouldn't be oino. There shouldn't be ribis. If it's oino and ribis, it's oino and ribis. How do you avoid it by saying the loika asmachta? And if itaka, the second kasha is that if itaka helps to write leika smachta when you mishab and talton agav karka, is that why doesn't it help to write leika smachta when you mishab the metalton itself? What do you have to write? Why dafka when you agav the karka? Why can't it be stam metalton itself? It'll help to write the leika smachta. L'chor we find two malachim in the Rishonim to explain this. The Ramban learns that the taka the kavana of the Gemara is not to say that it's a mamish in asmachta. It's only doimet in asmachta. It's not a real asmachta, because the ikar shibud is in the karka, not the metalton. That means the malva only lends the money on condition he's going to get paid back from the karka, but if he doesn't find the karka, then he'll get from the metalton. So that's not mamish, there's no chisar be'etzem of asmachta legabi the karka. It's like every shibud is like that. Every shibud be'etzem is a little bit of asmachta, because it's nichse adam ma'arvin le'arevim to him. What does it mean, arevim to him? It means he expects to collect the money from the person. If the person doesn't have the money, so then he'll go to the nechassim, like in Arev also. The Mikra Din Arev is also an asmachta, because the das and the malvas to collect from the leiva, not from the Arev. But if the leiva doesn't have money, he'll go to the Arev. So why tagas et chal arvis, even though it's asmachta? The Gemara in Babasra says that later, Nafkufay and Gimel Bey says, Bahi ano shamalva malvin is on Arev, the Arev is meshabin nafshe. That because of the ano that the Arev has, that you trust him, so he's meshabin himself. So the Gabin Nichsi Aleva also, the Iker das of the malvas and those karkois. Because he'll be able to get paid for the life. If not, he has the karka, they're like a raven to him. But not a metaltlin. So that's why, legabi the metaltlin, it's betzim and asmachta. Legabi the karka, it's not betzim and asmachta. Legabi the karka, it's like an orif. But with that, you're right. The loik hasmachta, you megala, the mamas megala daintoi, that he's being semech on the metaltlin. So that blinds like a shimon of regular karkois, which is not asmachta, because ikar shimon is on that. So mela, the oiftu, of writing the loik hasmachta is that now there's a gilui das that the ikar shibud is on metalton, just like on karkois. And just like we said that on karkois it's really an asmachta, but it does not have the chisarn of asmachta, just like an orev doesn't have the chisarn of asmachta because the shibud lehedya beferish is on those karkois. So the melo, so too, when you mishav the metalton beferish out of the karka, the ikar shibud is on the karka and the metalton the groin basrei, so then there's no chisarn of asmachta. But metalton itself, the vadi can't write the loik hasmachta. asmachta, because the metalton themselves are a real asmachta. A person doesn't expect to be able to collect from them. He's not saying mechnas on it. So that doesn't help to write like asmachta. The Loshna Ritva also says, it says, hochad lehavi ele asmachta koldehu. It's not a real asmachta. Save, chaybo vado gaiva. The mice is collecting his chayv. It's not that he expects to get the money and he expects to get his chayv. So it helps us to take away the chisar of asmachta with this Loshin of the loik asmachta. The Rosh in Klal Ayin Beis Ois Zayin has a different mahalach to the same shot in the Gemara. He says that if you meshabed the metalton without karka, etaka does not help to write the loik asmachta, since you're not giving anything at all. The only saying loshin de'i. Say loshin de'i. If I don't pay back, it's min neshtabed. That's mamish nasmachta. It doesn't help. That helps a loshin loik asmachta is only metalton agav karka, because that's not an asmachta. If you meshabed the karka, it's not asmachta because the malva is tamach semech on it. Like Rav Chizda said, that the Rav Chizda said you have to write loik asmachta is only a shuf for the shtara. What does he mean? He says that what is the agav karka? How does that take away the chisaron of asmachta? So his loshin is kiilu hitfis mashkoines biad hamalva de samech alayu. It's as if he was matvis the mashkoines in the hands of the malva. Malva was samech on it, and he can't get rid of it. He can't destroy it. So mele, it's no chesaron of asmachta, and so too metalti agav karkois, and it's only written like asmachta as shufer d'shtara. The stipler in Ilus Yankiv Simchav Tes is mevar, because every shibir karkois is as if you were meisa the karka, this karka liyara malva. And in the middle, it's as if it's b'shus ha-malva l'gabi piroin, and therefore there's no chisaron of asmachta. So to b'kinyin agav, aidei the shtar, you go over the karka in the metalflin, so as if you were meisa a mashkin liyara malva. Anytime you meisa a double liyara koin, there's no chisaron of asmachta. The chiddush is that a shtar metalflin is like a musik on those metalflin, and in the middle, there's no chisaron of asmachta. Al kalponim, according to the Rosh, it's a different mahalach. That over here, the Bechlal is no asmachta. It's as if he already has it. It's as if the Malva already gave it. The Malva has it b'shusay kilu when there's a shibud. And the middle, the metalton agav the karka, also it's not asmachta. So the loshen of the like asmachta according to the Rosh is only a shufr d'shtar. It's not even taking. It's not even. You don't need it like we said from the Ramban. That's a gilu das that your shibud is on the metalton. It's not a shufr d'shtar. A better loshen in a shtar, but it really doesn't too oif anything. Rabbi Chanan in the Kavod Shiurim in Ois Kuf Tzadik Aleph asks a steer in the Rosh, because over here he says that the chisaron in Mishim Metaltalin would be in Metaltalin alone is because asmachta, and that means that Be'etzem Metaltalin would be able to meshubin. There's no other chisaron. The chisaron is because he doesn't expect they should have to come on to that. But in Klalayin Tes Ois Yud Beis, the Rosh says that the reason why Metaltalin is not meshubin is because it's chaser in the koil. It's like a koil. So that's a steer in the Rosh. Al kolponim, both according to the Ramban's Malach or according to Rosh's Mahalach, by karka itself, you don't have to write the loikas machta. The shayla is only when you mark the mekaltalim shabin metaltan agav karkois. But Tosfos, lechor is mistapik, if by karka you need to write loikas machta or not. Maybe by shiba karka alone, you have to write the loikas machta. Lechor, it sounds like it's not like the Rishayim we just mentioned. Lechor le devreyam, you don't have to write anything in the gabi karka. Another shayla in Tosfos, the Maram asks, that why would you have to write by karka the loik asmachta? Karka is meshubit by itself. It's karka meshubit to the malva in every case, even if you don't write anything. The aloch is achrayis, even if you don't write achrayis in the shtar, we hold achrayis to a sefer. So if achrayis to a sefer, you don't have to even write anything, so you don't have to zikr, you don't have to write the loik asmachta. So the Maram answers, and he says that Tosfos Sofik is in a case where the loiva did not have any karka bizman the halvo, and he wrote him that his meshabit the karkois de ikni, that he will buy. And the Shailon Tesis is, if in such a case you have to write, the loy kasmachta. So that means when you have karka and ochanami, both problems are fanfurt. First, avad it's meshubim b'meila, and avad you don't have to write the loy kasmachta. But the chaleis hashibud is through aknomu furesh, as we say, meikni, because he doesn't have any karka over there, you have a suffix if you have to write in the shnar, the loy kasmachta. B'meila, we could say that Tesis agrees to Ramban in the Rosh. By stam karka, avad you don't have to write the loy kasmachta. The whole Tesis suffix is only in a case of Bidi Ikni. And the male, it's Miyushiv that tastes like the Rishayim. In the Gemara, which says, the Loi Ketuvsi the Shtara, the Shal is what that means. What does it mean like a tufsa d'shtaris? And Ramban says that it's only lafuke a nusach hashtar they used to write in the oifin that the yad balashtar was al tachtayna. Therefore, you're right. The loike tufsa d'shtar only to miyape koichay. There's no other reason. There's nothing connected to a shibun. And the Raj brings Shemeniyana that the reason why you write loike tufsa d'shtar is because they became accustomed to write the akrine metaltli agav mekarkoi, even though it wasn't really true. If you have to write the loike tufsa d'shtara, not like the regular form of shtara, to show that over here, he's an aid on himself or the makir that he has karka, and it's taka true that in mishabim metalti agav karkois. The Gemara answers and says, "Hachu my askinon can each lokach mocher la'alter." He bought and he sold it right away, so there's no shibud. And the Gemara says, "Leitzricha dekamri edim yadinan bebahai edim know about this fellow lehavali arme oilam. He never had any karka bechlal to be meshubid." Tosfos speaks out, "Mikan shuvu lo imrim de mashenag ulichti bar shoyz and esatu li arba amis v'chatzeri afgav lislei karka mishum de enlecha adam she'en li arba amis beretz Yisrael." A person can write a shtar shoh that he has gives away 4 amis in his chatzer because everybody has a kinyan of karka. Everybody owns karka. He has dalar amis in Eretz Yisrael. The karka in exiles. Everybody has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Oinami de enlecha adam she'en li dalar amis de kovre. Everybody has dalar amis of kfura. And Tosfos says, "From Agamori, see, not like that. Docha mashin ve'ef sheitin le'en le'karka. If Agamori, you see that it's possible he doesn't have any karka bechlal." And he says that doichitim ma'amin etum ben ager the ain le'chelik ba'aretz. The Ramban Taka says like that. Maybe we're talking about the case of the dafka ager and mele is no dalit karka of dalit amos. But the chreinim has different kashas on Tosfos. Tosfos mamish apella. First, the Chareinim asked that how could you say that the person is considered like he has karka if that karka is not yochel hoitzi b'dayonim? You can't go ahead and collect that karka. How are you gonna claim shdalad amos? You're gonna go collect, and not only how are you gonna collect the karka, but the Ramban speaks out that the Chareinim person not zeichin is kever michayim only lachamisa. Michayim, when he's still alive, he doesn't have any kinyan. Even if you say it's bar, they're going to give it to him. It's kilo zochmei mechayim. But how can you makne this mokin to somebody else? As soon as the person dies, you're going to bury them anyway. Even if he gave it to somebody else, and the mekabel has nothing out of it. So what does it mean that he has karka because he has davar amis of kvura? Rabbi Chanan came to Shur Moishkum Tzadik Beis asks another kasha. He says Tosfos says that every person has davar amis in Eretz Yisrael because karka is not nixelus. It's true, karka is not nixelus, but there's a klal that through kibush melchama, even a goy can be kind from a Yisrael. Before like that, and getting the flam and zayin. So lechayra, it's not for sure that you have the karka. The karka can be taken away if the goyim come and be koyvish at Yisrael. So they take away your dalet amos. You don't have dalet amos. And the kazanish has a suffix. If that the Eretz Yisrael is muvteches lavrom avinu loilam, is it that is their kinyan own it, or after they went into goals, maybe it's pocket a kinyan of klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam in the Chesluch and Perigim alocha zayin brings from the goyim that they say that ain mikne karka, a person doesn't have the makna. If the makna doesn't have any karka, he can makna agav dalet amos mitzchelik in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ram asks, "Mi omer sheish lechel beitzol? Who says he has Eretz Yisrael?" And the Ketzav Mishnah explains, maybe from the Zera Gerim that doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, in the Ram that it's not klar that a person has karka. So it's a mamish apel in Tosfos that you should say that a person has karka based on the dalet amos of kvura.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.